I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Not at the forefront of your mind.
Can't think of it.
Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to have like a Britney Spears meltdown and just shave my head.
Oh, no. I felt like we were getting close right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I needed to do that, though, man. Like, I needed to.
Well, what you need to do is forget. You're pulling your hair out right now. Like, no. It literally just came out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that dye has been so good for you.
Yeah.
Is it coming out at home as well?
No, I don't think it's the.
Did you just see the patch of hair just come out of his head?
It just wafted out of your head.
Well, I mean, I'm losing my hair, bro.
Is it bad dye?
I'm going bald because of it, what number 84 has done.
I mean, a patch just floated down off your head, bro. Okay.
Bro, you might need Propecia or whatever to get.
Do I have what you had?
Alopecia.
Yeah.
What Dobbs has got, too.
Oh, God. Does this mean I'm going to lose my eyebrows?
You can come back from it, but there is no guarantee.
Oh,
you
God.
Understand what I'm saying? You better be prayed up, John, get through alopecia areata, buddy.
I got to find another NFL team.
No, you got to find a church.
Yep.
Get prayed up. That's the only thing that's going to get you through alopecia and maybe some steroids.
Did you see number 84's video when he found out he was released?
Yeah, he ran and said, I'm free. I know you couldn't stand it.
Be careful. Free from what?
From a circus organization that Jason Smith been calling it for months.
No.
Yeah.
The only franchise that would have ever gone to the lengths that they did for him. That's the only one in the
NFL.
Do
you realize the lengths were too long? That you all were a fool, like you're dealing with a little
bit? But number 84 can't play the victim here. The victim is the Raiders.
You ever heard the phrase, you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile?
Yes.
All right. Well, you gave that boy miles. He drove all over y'all's face.
You're right. Boy is the right word for him.
No, stop.
Because he was a straight clown.
And there's more news today. They've given him an option year, too. So this isn't beyond.
He's going to fall in line, and you're going to hate it.
Because
he was playing more crazy than you think.
So let's break down the Antonio Brown thing really quickly here. He didn't just lose $30 million. He lost $50 million. All he had to do to get the $50 million was to be on the team in year three.
Right, I get that.
Which he would have been, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
on a scrub team, though.
But again, $50 million, though. It's a lot of money. So he's getting $1 million in base from the Patriots, fully guaranteed. Mm-hmm. And then he's getting a $9 million signing bonus, five now, four later. So that's $10 million.
Oh, he's cost himself some money.
And
no question, at least guaranteed.
And there is the rest of its incentive base. He's got to have like 100 something catches. He's got to have like 1,500 yards and 16 touchdowns.
Which I just don't see in an offense that spreads it around with a quarterback that spreads it around all the time.
So, this idea that Antonio Brown won, I don't think he won.
You're basing that measurement on just money.
It's a Super Bowl worth. Can he sell the. Because he'll end up having to one day. Will the Super Bowl ring fetch him $30 million?
What? That's like Clay Travis saying DeMarcus going to get arrested and not have – to say that he's going to be bankrupt and have to sell his Super Bowl ring?
That is not the same.
Come on, bro.
But do you think the Super Bowl ring will fetch $30 million?
No.
He ain't
going to have to sell it.
It was a bad move.
He might end up having two.
Can you imagine inviting this man to live in your home like Tom Brady has done?
John, you about to see this dude is going to show you how uncrazy he is. How of his right mind he is. What he's about to show you.
So you think this dude is just like one of the greatest actors of all time?
No, I just think he made a fool out of y'all because you allowed him to.
He made a fool out of himself. I think what Barry Jones said is right. Like, as a man, as a father, like, how does this look?
You didn't care about Antonio Brown, the man. You cared about Antonio Brown, the production he was bringing.
Well, I cared about everything. I cared about the whole package, you know. But now I don't. Now I don't care at all. And I hope that it explodes. And I hope that it explodes. And I hope that they end up paying for it in New England because they deserve it.
That's bad karma. That's bad.
I'm not the one who's brought bad karma on themselves.
Forgive him.
That's number 84.
And pray for him.
That's number 84. All right, we will come back. Brett Murphy going to join us at 1:25. We will talk to him about college football, about Tennessee, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ready to get away to a place that's uniquely magical? Then enter for a chance to win a uniquely Orlando sweepstakes. Go to visitorlando.com and enter to win an Orlando vacation, including a four-night hotel, theme park tickets, and more. Enter at visitorlando.com/trip.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
You can win a trip to the Super Bowl in the $150,000 NFL Pick'em promotion at Horseshoe Tunica, September 3rd through December 29th. Select your free pick every Tuesday through Sunday for a chance to win a share of $5,000 weekly. Be one of the top 10 guests at the end of the regular season and receive a share of $65,000 in prizes, with the top prize of 2 tickets to Super Bowl 54 and $20,000 in cash.
Horseshoe Tunica, official sponsor of the NFL. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4720.
Buckle up, taste buds. You're about to take an adventure of south of Beale, Memphis's most innovative and trendiest establishments. Celebrating 10 years in downtown Memphis in the main arts district, South of Beale has craft cocktails made from the coolest bartenders in the Mid-South, featuring draft brews from local and regional breweries only. Happy hour featuring $2 off draft beer, wine, and specialty cocktail list, appetizers, and more. 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your taste buds to South of Beale. Get started at southofbeale.com.
Here it comes again. Lunch. What's it going to be today? Flimsy burger and soggy fries? Vending machine granola bar? Leftovers of leftovers? Why not take a vacation from the ordinary for lunch today with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub from Firehouse Subs? It's a culinary creation of bold flavors you can only find at Firehouse Subs, and it's all yours at just $5.55 for a medium. Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and just the perfect hint of Caribbean seasoning, served piping hot on a toasted sub roll with melted pepper jack cheese. This is no ordinary sub. This is the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub, only at Firehouse Subs. Save time and order yours on the Firehouse Subs app today for just $5.55 for a medium. So much flavor, so little price. This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse.
Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one engagement ring store. Why is that?
We know what needs to happen. Two things. Number one, she wants to show off the ring after she gets it to her family and friends, and she wants them to ooh and ah over it, and they will. The second thing that needs to happen is he needs to be able to get down on one knee confidently, pop open the box, and know she's going to say yes, and then she's going to be in love with the ring, and that happens also, so we've got you covered.
Makes sense, Howie.
Huge bridal sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Free financing, 4 locations. See us online at rijewelers.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Watch me make a bow. Count my cards, watch them fall.
All right, I want to tell you about my gym. I've been going there for about the last 7 months. It's F45 Germantown. That's what it's called. It is the most fun that I have ever had working out. Give you some details. It's high-intensity interval training for 45 minutes. Every class is different. That's one of the best parts about it. You are never going to do the same thing twice. I know a lot of times you sort of feel like you get into this routine. It's kind of monotonous. Not at F45. There are also no treadmills. You're never going to get bored. You're never going to run on a treadmill, and you are going to see results. So in their last 8-week challenge, their female winner had a 21.9% drop in body fat, and the male winner was 27.5% drop in body fat. So you're going to get results. That's what it is out at F45 Germantown. It's where I train. It's where you should train. And right now you can get $45. For your first month there at F45 Germantown. Unlimited classes, come as many times as you want. All you got to do is text the word John to 901-421-6807. That's the word John to 901-421-6807 to get started, or visit F45Germantown.com. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It was a very busy college football weekend. I think the most notable result in our neck of the woods is what happened in a second consecutive week with the University of Tennessee. Now, Jason is saying be patient, stay the course. You are, though. I mean, I'm not even.
It feels weird that I'm the one saying, calm down, everybody, calm. Usually we're going in on them and putting them on the wall of shame. You realize what I'm saying?
Yes.
I think it's also the right position to be in, John.
You are saying be patient, stay the course. I am saying I think at this point it is pretty obvious. You start 5-7 your first year. You're 0-2 this year. Where is the improvement? You know, where – I mean, it's not like you don't have players. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got a stud running back there in Eric Gray. It's not like you don't have players.
Ty Chandler can run the ball too.
Yeah, so it's not a talent deficit situation. Like, I can give you a pass in year one for that, you know. Like, I can give you a pass for that in your first year where you're trying to bring guys in. But, you know, again, to lose to Georgia State and then to follow it up with another loss to BYU. And I think the other part too, man, you know, you just wonder, like, the players were so casual after week one when you lose to Georgia State. I mean, they're retweeting memes about it. You know, like, that can't stand. Like, where is the pride? Where is the pride? I think these are program issues. These are culture issues. And these are the things that I'm looking at if I'm Phil Fulmer. Is this guy the right man for the job? And I don't think we've seen anything through a year and two games that's given us any indication that he is.
The part I will give you is that at the end of that game, BYU's got no timeouts, and you give up a 65-yard pass, I'm pretty sure it was. A quarterback who was, at that point, dude, the game looked over. He looked overwhelmed. I mean, defensively, Tennessee was still getting pressure. The fact that you allowed that in that situation, BYU having no timeouts, it's unforgivable. There's no question about it. But, John, you know, yes, Georgia State was bad. You were getting blown off the ball. Georgia State had over 200 rushing yards on you. But this was a game that looked more like your game plan, or at least what you hope to see. You know, you hold the ball for 34 minutes. You get over 200 yards on the ground. To your point, Gray's running well. Chandler's running well. You can actually see Juwan Jennings is out there catching touchdown passes. And you could sort of see sort of the plan, at least. The plan, sort of it, some of it coming to fruition and seeing, to your point, some of those players actually getting some shine. And so, yeah, if you want to focus on the end, giving up that pass to BYU, a BYU team that frankly had no business winning at Tennessee, if you want to focus it solely on the end, well, it gives you ammo for your argument. What are you doing, Jeremy Pruitt? There's no question. What are you doing, football staff? There's no question about it. That said, it didn't look like incompetence. I said this earlier. It did not look like incompetence like it had the week before. And again, you saw that run game sort of get on track. You saw that talent kind of coming to the forefront finally. Right, it should have done it a week earlier. There's no question about it. Should not have lost that game. But you're at a point now where if you continue to just fire coaches based off, you know, what's clearly an unacceptable 0-2 start. But again, he's trying to start something. You're trying to rebuild this thing. You're just pushing the rebuild button again and again and again. It's to the point where, well, now, you know, Garantano is as basic as he is. Well, what do you expect for a guy that's got like his fourth offense in 4 years or fifth in 5 years or whatever it's been? That's what you'll continue to have is players learning new systems every year. And I don't necessarily think that's the way back either, because you haven't shown at this point you're going to get the right guy, right? So if you're a Vol fan, you're hoping Pruitt is, but you haven't been able to. How are you ever going to find out if you keep firing them year after year after year? That's my point. And so you're right. I mean, they're at a crossroads in the sense that if you don't start to show some of what these fans expect in terms of getting back, right, the turnaround, start living up to some of these expectations, there'll be no passion. Fans won't want to come. Once you lose that, well, soon after you'll lose the recruiting and all that stuff. But beat Chattanooga like you're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's probably going to be lose the next four after that, go to 1-6, then get the turnaround where that break is in the schedule where you get the South Carolinas, you get the Vandys, you get the UABs. Go 6-6 and show some kind of fight back. And then maybe that way you can sort of win these fans back. John, if they just keep firing, I know it's funny to us here in Memphis, you know, to see that program struggling, but if they just keep firing guys, it's going to continue to be in the position that it's in. At some point, they've got to show some belief in the guy that they hire, even if he is the 7th, 8th pick.
Well, now let me ask you this. If you're an NFL team, right, and you're looking for a quarterback, and you draft a guy, you spend a high draft pick on him, you know.
Oh, we shouldn't be talking about Tennessee, but I'm looking for a quarterback. Go ahead.
I'm saying, like, just generally, like, yeah, in the NFL, like, if the Raiders draft Jamarcus Russell, yeah, right, number one overall, and it becomes clear to the Raiders after year two that this guy doesn't prepare hard enough, he doesn't work hard enough, he's not very good on the field.
The run and the penny argument on this.
Don't you have to go draft the quarterback again, even though you spent a high draft pick on Jamarcus Russell? Like, it is not working, and what you do, to me, you lose valuable time by trying to force something to work when it's clear that it's not. Now, maybe we're not quite there yet with Jeremy Pruitt.
That's one thing. But to your point, I'm going to give you a little ammo here too. You coming out and you're making analogies where you say you're the Titanic today,
yes,
right after an 0-2 start. Well, now you're starting to sound like you're like, what are you talking
about? You've lost.
I can't follow you anymore on this, right? The Titanic sunk.
Yep.
So when your lines start to become questionable, right, that doesn't help you either in terms of folks believing you. So John, I'm with you. You've got to not let them see you sweat. You got to still act like you got to look like you know what you're doing. And hopefully you see the fans start to see that improvement on the field. But I don't think we're there yet, John. It's why I'm at, yeah, if they lose to Chattanooga,
they're surely not going to lose to Chattanooga.
You can't get that turned around,
yeah,
right? There's nothing you can say where people are going to, and there's no amount of improvement that's going to make it okay to lose to Chattanooga and start this thing off 0-3. That said, I think you're at a point now where it's still, hey, let's wait and see. That's why he's not fired today.
But I mean, Tennessee should never be at a place where it's come down to, well, if they lose to Chattanooga, you know, that's where, you know. Look,
well, it's only gotten because they lost two games they should have lost already.
That should never be a point.
Well, that's decent.
You know?
If you want to say, okay, we can do better hiring another coach, right, who are you going to go get at this point? Who wants the job? We talked to Barry. We don't even think it's the same job it was anymore. Who was it? Brett McMurphy we had on a couple of weeks ago. We'll have him on again at 125. But he thought there's no coming back. There's no getting back to 98 for this thing.
Right.
It's not the same job that it used to be.
There is one way of getting it back to 1998, and that's by Phil Fulmer putting on the headset. Now, look at the schedule for Tennessee.
I've looked at it, and I've shown you where the turnaround's going to be after they start out.
1-6?
Yes. And they could still win the next five. Read them to me.
So, yeah, they're going to get their brains beat in the month of September. Yep. There's no question about
start
it.
Start at South Carolina.
So you got South Carolina on the 26th. Then you got UAB. Then you got Kentucky on the road. Then you got Missouri on the road. But, man, like, you got to wonder, like, by the time you – I mean, you're about to get beat up by Florida and Georgia and Mississippi State and then Alabama. Like,
well, you're supposed to be 2-0 right now.
How much will are you going to have by that point? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's a fair question.
We said going into the season that this was a year he needed to make a bowl, because if you looked at that non-conference schedule, there was no other game other than BYU that even looked possibly losable. Well, you've gone out now and lost the two of them. If you can come back, John, and make that thing 6-6 or whatever and get close, yes, you're still disappointed because you started 0-2. And to your point, if you're going to go 6-6, you're going to have to win two on the road at Kentucky and at Missouri. That said, if you can get it back to sort of that where you're in bowl contention, I think, John, and with the way they're still managing to recruit, I think there is a way out. Because that said, I'm not telling you that Pruitt is the guy or that I believe in him. My point is just that if you keep firing coaches and keep starting over, the odds that you keep getting the wrong guy could stay pretty up there. That's the point. You have to be careful with this.
Over at Saturday Down South, the columnist Dave Hooker has suggested that it's time to buy out Jeremy Pruitt and turn to a familiar face to resurrect Tennessee football. That familiar face would be the face of Phil Fulmer.
Why are they doing this? I thought this was a joke.
No, it's real.
People are serious about this?
I mean,
was a long time ago, man.
Yeah.
What are we going to run out there?
Well,
we'll get back to the spread? We're going to run what we ran when T was out there?
Yeah, I mean... I know you don't. I know you don't like old people. So
it's not about old people.
That is going to be an issue for you.
It's not about old people. Again, that Lawler thing is about protecting him.
Yeah,
you understand his legacy.
I bet you hated the Terry Bowden hired Akron, didn't you?
Let me hear you fire him up, Phil. Let me hear your fire up speech for Chattanooga.
Put your flip phones away.
You still got it.
Put your flip phones away.
Dust that old speech off.
I don't know. He could probably get paid to give a speech or something. I don't know.
I didn't come back to lose.
There you go.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty fiery.
You
huh?
got to get
makes me want to go run through a wall for old Fulmer.
Well, it can't get worse. It can't get worse than what the hell Pruitt's putting out there.
Mm-hmm. You just.
I mean, at least people will support Fulmer, you know? At least people will get behind him because he's a Tennessee, you know, he's Tennessee's own.
What did he tell Eric Gray to get him up there? Eric Gray was at one time coming into Michigan.
I can promise you it didn't start with, hey, we're going to start the season 0-2.
Well, whatever he did, he can do some more of
it.
Eric Gray's still up there.
Well, for now, I mean, who knows what could happen? I mean, you don't think it's going to be damn near impossible to continue getting talents like Eric Gray when you start the season 0-2 with these kinds of losses? Like, eventually it does start impacting the other stuff.
John, he can always still use the cupboard was bare when I got here. You know, he can still use that. People understand.
Well, I know, but he's there now.
And you're using 2 years, right? 2 years, John. Is that enough for anybody?
I mean, it was enough for Memphis and Tubby.
Again, you throw a Chattanooga loss on here too? Absolutely. Got to roll him out. Got him roll him out of there the next day. But right now, dude, you're still banking on the belief that he's going to get this thing turned around if you are a Tennessee. If you're in that Tennessee front.
Tubby won 20 games.
You keep making it Tubby. Tubby.
I like that comparison, actually.
I don't. They're at two different stages of their career. You understand what I'm saying?
What Tubby was wasn't
going to change. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so for a program, right, where you got to be a little bit different as the head coach or at least understand how this one's different than other places, right, Tubby wasn't ever going to change. We don't know. Pruitt may be looking in the mirror right now and saying, I've got to get this fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Pruitt's still got time mm-hmm. to change and get this right. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I would say Memphis basketball's results were better on the court than Tennessee's have been on the field.
Well, you're absolutely right about that.
You know, and Tubby still got fired.
But again, if you're firing Pruitt, you did it today. You got to understand that they are with me right now, that they have no choice but to kind of hold on and see.
You don't think there's a chance that
because they have talent there, John.
So you don't think what happens against Georgia and Alabama and Mississippi State?
Because we already knew what was going to happen before this.
I mean,
we already knew they were
going to
get clocked in those games.
I mean, but you don't think if they lose by 5 touchdowns in each of those games that's not going to have any impact on their decision as
well,
an athletic
department? If the Chattanooga game was close, let's say you won it, and you're getting slapped around by 7 touchdowns in each of those better SEC schools that you're playing, then no. From a look standpoint, I don't think Jeremy will be able to survive that. At this point, it's about surviving for him, right? Getting it back to some sort of respectability, playing this was a bigger rebuild job than I think many took it to be. You're going to be sitting on that, playing it, but having to show improvement on the field each week, you're going to have to. Can't have any more embarrassing, you're going to lose some games, but they can't be to the point where you look incompetent. They didn't look incompetent other than giving up that 65-yard pass there down the stretch against BYU. It's a game they should not have lost, but I didn't see incompetence,
yeah.
John.
Yeah, he's not going to get fired after the second week of the season, but you got to think those internally these conversations are being had.
Well, they are because boosters are calling, the money folks are calling, and you'll have a couple of them that are fed up with this.
And like what
and then you'll
honestly
have a couple of the cool-headed ones that are saying, well, we better hold on and see.
Like,
because we've fired a lot of coaches here recently.
What if Tennessee loses to Kentucky and Missouri? You know what I'm saying?
That's trouble because then you can't make a bowl.
Yeah, like.
And we said going into this season that bowl was the next step for them.
To me,
especially with that non-conference schedule.
Those are the losses you can't afford because you can't afford losing to Georgia State, obviously. But when you start talking about you can't even beat Kentucky and Missouri in the SEC
that's
anymore.
Again, it goes back to the point of you need to show some improvement here.
Yes.
And going to those places and winning would be sort of coming, getting that thing, showing something from a loss to Georgia State, a loss to BYU. That would be showing you something that leads me back to thinking, all right, he might be the guy.
Yeah.
Like, go out and win those road games.
You know, this
because you're not going to go out and beat these, these Alabamas of the world, Florida's of the world. Not right now.
They have not shown improvement week to week. I mean, you're 0-2, and the game against Chattanooga doesn't. I mean, it's not going to prove anything one way or the other. It's Chattanooga. You know what really determines whether Tennessee gets better or not is, how competitive are they going to be against a top 10 Florida team? How competitive are they going to be, against Mississippi State at home? You know, these are the questions. If you beat Mississippi State at home, you're probably feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably like back to DEFCON 3.
Yeah, right now I'm not giving it to them, but something certainly that could happen.
Yeah, it's at home.
They've got
they're going to lose every home game this year, you know?
They ran for 242 yards in that game. I know it was against BYU who got throttled by Utah, but it was physical football, and it was football that you could see them sort of being able to sustain because, again, there's talent there.
There definitely is.
You just got to, kind of like we used to say about this Memphis defense, there's talent there. You just kind of got to wrangle it all together and make something out of it, which is what it appears the Memphis defense has done. Tennessee got to get it together.
So you are not in favor of Phil Fulmer coming down?
Are you kidding me?
You wouldn't like to see that for the entertainment factor, man?
Does he have a flip phone? Does he still have a beeper?
I'm sure he might. He can.
You
won't get in
touch
if
you put 911 on that thing. Send 911. He's gonna call you back.
No, he can call 911, man. Everything according to Jason, just fine in Tennessee. Everything's good. Ooh, smooth skies.
No, I ain't no Clay Travis now.
Smooth skies.
No, but you got to hold on. Like, you know, again, Chattanooga, lose, roll him out of there.
Do you agree that they – let's say they beat Chattanooga, but they just get destroyed by every other relevant opponent?
Which we
opponent.
Already thought was going to happen.
What if they lose to Kentucky and Missouri? You firing them?
You're going to have to seriously think about it then.
I think you have to because I don't think you can. Because
those
get your
two, I'm not getting
back.
My bowl. I mean, I can't show anybody any progress. All I can show them is a step back.
Yes.
My entire second season.
Yes.
You know, you got to go back up there now, and I don't want to say make up for these losses because they won't. Winning at Kentucky, Missouri don't get you fired up, but at least to show some evidence of improvement from where you were, you got to get those wins.
It'll be interesting to watch the rest of the season play out, no question about it, for Tennessee, because it does feel like, you know, even though
they're losing whatever little brand they had left, John.
Just because it's early on, I mean, I still think you have to be objective about the matter. No, you don't want to fire coaches after two seasons. That's not ideal. But what's even worse than that is holding on to one when it's obvious to everybody. And again, I'm not saying we're at that point yet, right? But when it's obvious to everybody that that he is not the right guy, that's even worse than firing a coach after 2 years. And again, maybe we're not there yet. I think we'll find out this season whether we are or not. That's just where I'm at.
No, you're closer than we, because he's a defensive. Wasn't he a DB? And DBs, you know,
yep.
You're supposed to know not to give up 65-yard passes at the end of a game.
Yep.
When he got no timeouts.
Exactly.
I mean, he's supposed to be a defensive guy.
It's your principle.
Now, but to your point, like I said, there's too much talent there to try to give up on it right now. I think it's, I don't say moving in the right direction, it's moving in the wrong direction, but I think he can get it turned around with the way that schedule plays out after 1-6.
We will talk to Brett McMurphy about all of that and more when we talk to him next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
What's going on, Memphis? This is John Martin. And listen, you may have wondered what it takes to enjoy 20 years of strong business in Memphis like the Blue Monkey has. Well, let me tell you, it takes hot wing rolls and a commitment to providing a great product and great customer service. And that's exactly what they do at the Blue Monkey each and every day. The good folks over at the Blue Monkey, they are celebrating 20 whole years this October. And here's what they want to do. They want to thank all of Memphis for their loyal support with a very special thank you to all the team members who have worked so hard and contributed so much in the last 20 years. So go ahead and mark your calendars right now. It's going to be a huge party celebrating 20 years of the Blue Monkey happening around Halloween. I'll have details as we get closer. Between now and then, two locations, downtown and midtown. Check out the menu online, BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown Friday night. Relentless Breeze on Saturday. Cassette sets.
Look around. There's a rhythm in Memphis like no time before. Today, 20,000 more people are working. There's $19 billion in development. Companies that once moved away are moving back into the core city. And under the leadership of Mayor Strickland, we're doing more for our youth than ever before. Jim Strickland's increased summer youth jobs by 90%, made summer and spring break camps free, increased youth attendance in library programs by 98%, and brought back staff summer play in our city parks. And next year, for the first time ever, every child will have the opportunity to attend high-quality pre-K. Hear that? That's the sound of a city with momentum. Jim Strickland, leadership matters.
Paid for by friends of Jim Strickland, Paula Casey Treasure.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one engagement ring store. Why is that?
We know what needs to happen. Two things. Number one, she wants to show off the ring after she gets it to her family and friends, and she wants them to ooh and ah over it. And they will. The second thing that needs to happen is he needs to be able to get down on one knee confidently, pop open the box, and know she's going to say yes, and then she's going to be in love with the ring. And that happens also, so we've got you covered.
Makes sense, Howie.
Huge bridal sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Free financing. Four locations. See us online at rijewelers.com.
There was a time when Western boots and even work boots needed a break-in period to be comfortable. Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans believes there is a better way. And that better way is Ariat Boots. For tough jobs, Cowboy Corner and Ariat Boots answer the call because they are comfortable, durable, have great Western styling, and features a removable, breathable orthotic for all-day comfort. Now for the month of September, all Ariat adult boots are $20 off the regular low price. Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans, your Western boot headquarters since 1957 on Goodman Road in South Haven.
Now with Xfinity XFi, you have more than fast and reliable Wi-Fi. You have Wi-Fi you can control. Trying to gather the family for dinner? You can pause the Wi-Fi. Need to get the kids offline for bed? You can set a curfew. Want to make sure your kids are actually off their devices? You can check who's online with the Xfinity XFi app. Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for just $40 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement and get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity XFi. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires eco bill and auto pay. Offer ends 9/30/19. Restrictions apply. New basic TV and performance starter internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including BTV fee extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates do apply.
Hey, listeners, this is Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. Once again, I'm here to welcome you to exceptional service. As you know, fall is upon us. It's fall, y'all. Football's in the air and the bugs are coming in. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. Let us help you with termites to ants and everything in between. Just give us a call or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com.
Great news from Sprint. The wait is finally over. The all-new Samsung Galaxy Note 10 has arrived. Get the power of performance and productivity for 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. That's right. Get the Galaxy Note 10 for less than $20 per month. With its amazing features like intelligent all-day battery and super fast charge, you'll have the power that lasts more than your day with just minutes of charge. But it doesn't stop there. You can also experience the power of the S Pen, which combines air gestures, remote photos, and handwriting to text all in one magic wand. And when you switch, you'll get Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or get your money back. To learn more about the Galaxy Note 10, visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/galaxynote10, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
$19.79 a month after 1980 monthly credit applied within two bills with approved credit 18-month lease and new line of service. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, coverage, and offer not available everywhere. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply. Guarantee applies to new lines. Select exclusions apply.
Access granted. Welcome to Flash. Ignition activated. Implementing instant play sensor system. Prepare to engage in fun and warp speed in T-minus 3, 2, 1. Flash forward to the fun with new Flash Instant Games. Loaded with cash prizes, play today and you could win up to $1,000 in a flash. The new cash-packed Flash Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Here's your chance to play three times a day and once on Sundays with the Tennessee Lottery. With Cash 3 and Cash 4, your favorite numbers can win you anywhere from $500 on Cash 3 up to $5,000 on Cash 4. So plan to play your favorite numbers. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. And save time using the convenient mobile playslip on your Tennessee Lottery app. Build and save your playslip to use again and again at your favorite lottery retailer. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
It's home buying season, and Orion has the home mortgage you're looking for. Visit OrionFCU.com and start your home buying process today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he is Brett McMurphy. He's a college football insider over at Stadium, and he joins us now. Brett, what's the word?
It's 2 weeks in, and Texas is not back. But, boy, LSU's offense looks really, really good, and they can beat Alabama. They can get into the playoff, but we got a few more weeks to see if that'll happen.
No doubt. We will get to that here in just a moment, but we want to start here in our state. Are you ready for the Phil Fulmer 2.0 era at Tennessee?
I tweeted over the weekend as a athletic director at a college, or when's the last time an athletic director at a college was also the head football coach, asking for a friend, and got a lot of spirited responses. You know, I don't know what happens here. Obviously there's a lot of people that think that's a possibility. I don't have any direct knowledge of that. I've reached out to people to try to see what's going on. You know, certainly I think they'll take care of Chattanooga. You know, the Florida game will be huge. Somebody whose opinion I respect a great deal, when I asked them, is it really a possibility that Fulmer could take over at Tennessee? And their response was, there's no way Phil Fulmer will want to coach Tennessee against Alabama and take that beat down. So that's one way to look at it. That's, you know, middle of the season. So I don't know. Certainly it's a tough situation for the Vols. And, you know, I honestly don't know. That school has had a lot of strange things happen as far as coaches, as you guys are well aware. It's been well documented. So who knows what happens here? I would be shocked if anything happens, you know, in the next couple of weeks. But, you know, certainly a loss to Chattanooga would seal Jeremy Pruitt's fate. But I don't expect that to happen.
Right.
And I would expect Fulmer would give him time to kind of right the ship, if you will. But, you know, that's 5 or 10 years ago. Now everybody wants instant gratification, instant firings. So we have to see how this thing plays out.
Why has it been so hard for Tennessee, you know, to identify, you know, a good coach or at least a successful coach there? I mean,
they did. They had Mike Leach, and mm-hmm. the administration basically wouldn't allow Mike Leach to be hired. So
yeah.
And by the way, how gratifying do you think Mike Leach is a BYU graduate? How gratifying do you think that win was for Leach to see BYU beat Tennessee?
Yeah.
You know, John Curry had an agreement with Mike Leach for Mike Leach to be the head coach, and Tennessee's administrators told him he could not hire a coach and to come back to Knoxville, and so they didn't get him. They had Greg Schiano, and, you know, social media, fan outcry, outburst, whatever, sabotaged that hire. You know, would Schiano have been a good coach? Who knows? But, you know, you're asking why they had such difficulty. Well, the fans, you know, basically sabotaged one search. The administration sabotaged another one. And so maybe it's not surprising when coaches are considering coming to Tennessee. Certainly they look at what's happened in the past, and maybe you don't get as big a candidate pool because of all these weird occurrences in Knoxville.
You know, it is pretty remarkable, Brett, if you sit back and think about it, that, you know, Memphis has had a little run here where it's been the best program in the college football program in the state, no? I mean, this is pretty – I guess it says more about Tennessee than it does Memphis, but you got to give kudos to the Tigers as well, no?
Yeah, I mean, you got to take advantage of
absolutely.
That. I mean, you know, you're kind of seeing – you know, I'm based in Tampa. You're kind of seeing some of that in the state of Florida.
Yep.
I mean, you've got the college teams from Tampa and Miami, the pro teams from Tampa and Miami. They're all combined 0-10.
I saw your tweet.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and you got UCF, who obviously has had a remarkable run the past couple of years, who their notoriety and everything is at record levels, which 5 years ago, nobody knew. Everybody confused UCF with the UFC, or called them, mm-hmm. you know, Central Florida or whatever. So, yeah, so this is kind of a similar situation for Memphis. When Tennessee's down and Memphis is soaring, it's great for Memphis, and they're going to – I think they'll get a lot out of that.
Yep.
It'll help the program in numerous ways. Great timing for Memphis, horrible timing for UT.
Sticking down there in Florida, where you how hot – I know he won, and that, you know, they get by Louisiana Monroe, but how hot is that Willie Taggart seat down at Florida State? It feels like it's burning.
You know, it does, and all I can go by is before the season, Florida State athletic director came out and said very clearly
yep.
that – Willie Taggart will return in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And that was based on the situation that Jimbo Fisher left in Tallahassee. Kids stopped going to class. Kids stopped, basically, they weren't held accountable for anything. It was a mess. So Willie came into that mess.
It's true.
They struggled last year.
Yeah.
I obviously think they expected to see some improvement this year. Up to this point, they haven't. But then when you look at Willie's track record, that's kind of how it's always been. He came into USF. They were 2-10 when he got there. When he left 2 years later, they had a 10-win season. He was only at Oregon for 1 year, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think it's going to take a couple of years for Taggart to get things turned around at Florida State. The question is Florida State willing
right.
to be that patient?
Mm-hmm.
again, the AD before this season said he would definitely be back, but I'm sure the AD before the season didn't expect the not necessarily the loss to Boise, but the way it played out.
I'm with you.
And then also the way that the win against Monroe played out, you know, they're lucky they didn't go for two instead of missing that extra point. Mm-hmm. I was kind of surprised they didn't. But the most troubling thing for me, if I'm a Florida State supporter, is you look at how badly Florida State has been outscored in the second half of both of these games. Is that conditioning? Is that coaching? Yeah. Adjustments? I don't know, but it's two games doesn't make a trend, but it's something to keep an eye on.
Absolutely.
Speaking of hot seat, USC entered the season unranked for the first time since 2001. That officially changed today after the USC win 45-20 over Stanford. As it relates to Clay Helton, like, I don't know, is the fan base still restless? Like, is this still not enough for them? I know a lot of people have been campaigning very openly for Urban Meyer to get the USC job. Is there a way that Clay keeps his job now?
Hey, at this rate, they'll give him a lifetime contract. I mean, it's unbelievable, and I'm happy for Clay Helton. He's one of the best guys in the coaching industry.
Yep.
You know, sometimes, you know, fate kind of shines on you, and with the change of quarterback, with the injury to JT Daniels, maybe, you know, they've got a better option at quarterback now. And then you look, they go at BYU, which yep. is a game that they can win. They've got Utah in the Coliseum, which I think Utah's my pick to get to the college football playoff and win the Pac-12. But if somehow USC wins that game, then they're undefeated and they go at Washington, which isn't as good as we thought they were.
Yep.
And then they would be undefeated going at Notre Dame in mid-October, and how huge of a game that would be. But certainly, yeah, I mean, Clay's kind of, you know, poured a little bit of water on the fire, if you will. But as I say that, you know, at BYU, Utah, Washington, at Notre Dame, if he's 2-4 in 4 weeks, then yeah, he's definitely squarely back on the hot seat, and his job status would be unknown. But certainly a great start for the Trojans after 2 weeks.
We are, of course, talking to Breckman Murphy, a college football insider for Stadium. You brought it up at the beginning of the interview. LSU, with what you have to say,
awesome.
A very impressive win against Texas this week. And, I mean, the LSU quarterback threw for over 400 yards. I mean, it just feels like it's an out-of-body experience. Nobody really seemed to give Ed Orgeron much of a chance at all when he got the job full-time on a permanent basis. I think most people thought he'd be fired after 1 year. What do you make of the job that he has done, and do you believe it? Do you buy all of what's happening in Baton Rouge, Brett?
You know, I do, and you're right. Ed Orgeron does not get enough credit. Since taking over for Miles, he's coached in 36 games. Of those 36 games, 17 have been against ranked opponents. So literally – every other game he yep. coaches is against ranked opponents. He's now 11-6 against those ranked opponents. So he's winning at a pretty good clip mm-hmm. where a lot of coaches don't have a lot of success. You talked about LSU's offense. I don't think people really realize this much. But when you look at the last four games of last season, LSU averaged nearly 500 yards per game compared with their first nine when they only averaged about 363. And the transformation was quite simply Joe Burrow. Burrow had 6 touchdowns, 4 interceptions in those first 9 games. In the 5 games since then, 14 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. So his numbers are off the chart.
Yep.
Certainly Joe Brady, the new assistant with the New Orleans Saints, is helping a great deal. But I think the most telling thing was, if you guys saw the game, they're up a touchdown. They're trying to basically run out the clock, win the game. And what does LSU do on that drive? They throw 75% of the plays.
Yeah.
You guys know in the past, tailback up the middle, tailback yep. off guard, tailback around the end, punt, and hope their defense can hold them. So certainly, again, it's early, but LSU looks really good. And I think I told you guys, you know, a week or so ago, I thought LSU was one of the most talented teams in the country,
mm-hmm.
but I thought they wouldn't survive their schedule. You know, who knows? Maybe now they can survive it, but obviously, they've got to beat Alabama, something that they haven't done in quite some time.
Well, it looks like they've got the horses on offense, and the way Joe's slinging it around, we know that defense by that time should be in shape and should be a good one. I'm giving LSU a chance. It sounds like you are, too. Which top 10 team are you the least sure about right now, Brett? Which one looks the most suspect to you? Is it Michigan, which barely got by Army?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the good news for Michigan is, you know, if they can continue to win and win out, no one's going to look back and say, "Wow, you struggled against Army. You're not going to get in the playoff." Which, by the way, the last team that beat Army by one score at home, the Oklahoma Sooners, won their conference title and got the college football playoff. But certainly, if things don't change for Michigan, I don't see this the way they're currently playing. I don't see them competing in the Big Ten. I mean, Ohio State will boat race them again. They'll finish with two or three losses. So good news is they can fix it. The bad news is this is supposed to be a better offense, more up-tempo. Their passing numbers after two games are actually less than they were in their final four games of last year. So they've actually regressed. So certainly they're going to be under the microscope because of Harbaugh and all the hype that was coming into this season.
We are, of course, talking to Brett Murphy, covers college football for Stadium. Justin Fuente is a guy we obviously follow really closely here in Memphis because, you know, he turned around Memphis football. And my sort of logic with him is that if you can turn around Memphis football and win conference championships at Memphis, you can probably win a national championship at Virginia Tech. That does not look like as if it will happen. What's the status of Justin Fuente up there?
You know, basically he has the full support of his athletic director, which, you know, I know a lot of those things flip on a dime, but I really believe that. So I think he's fine there. But, yeah, it has been kind of strange where you did have a lot of kids that transferred out of there. And obviously the big news before the season, Bud Foster, the longtime defensive coordinator, announced this would be his final season. You know, so – and I think the world of Justin. You know, he's every encounter I've had with him, he's been an awesome guy. Obviously, you guys probably – have dealt with him a lot more than I did, but I have nothing but great things to say about him. The bottom line is you got to win games. And, you know, the good news is the ACC schedule they have doesn't have Clemson on it. So I think they can win their side of the ACC. They've got to play better. Their defense has regressed in the past couple of years. And, you know, Bud Foster said he was stepping down on his own terms after this year. He wasn't forced out or anything like that. But, you know, I don't know, maybe just having a new defensive outlook in there may change things because Justin obviously knows his offense. You know, so I don't think in any ways is he under any kind of pressure or anything. Now, if he rolls out a 3-9 or a 4-8, then certainly things would change. But, you know, I could see them, you know, possibly a 8-9, maybe 10 win season if everything breaks right.
All right, we will come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Ready to get away to a place that's uniquely magical? Then enter for a chance to win a uniquely Orlando sweepstakes. Go to visitorlando.com and enter to win an Orlando vacation, including a 4-night hotel, theme park tickets, and more. Enter at visitorlando.com/trip.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.
I'd been smoking for a while. I tried vaping when it first came out. It just didn't work for me. But recently, I tried MyBlu and it actually gave me the nicotine satisfaction I was looking for. MyBlu is easy to use and it lasts all day. I even like having the different flavors and nicotine options. It's nice having a choice. I think other smokers will be surprised by MyBlu. I certainly was.
And right now, try MyBlu for $1 at select retailers or MyBlu.com.
Tuesdays are the worst. They're all that stands between you and the downhill part of the week. But now they're a lot less worse, because Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are buy one, get one free traditional wings. So Monday, you may kick off the week. Wednesday, you may have a cool nickname. Thursday, you might be the almost weekend. But watch your back, because Tuesdays just officially became Wing Tuesdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
Buy one traditional wings order and get one of equal value free. Participation and promotional details vary by location. Check in with your favorite Buffalo Wild Wings to learn more about this offer.
Guys, you've been charged with a mission. The wife's told you, "I want you to go out and get some dessert for us, honey, so we can have a nice dessert after our meal." You can go to one of our big box grocery stores and get you one of those, you know, big box ice cream, pralines and pecans. Somewhere, why don't you get yourself something exquisite, John? Why don't you get yourself something the quintessential best? You understand what I'm saying? Get over to Quintessential Suites, 2811 Bartlett Boulevard, and blow your wife's mind, men. Bring home something. Well, you can do something traditional like the funnel cake, or you can do something super unique, John, like their banana pudding ice cream. It is so good, and men, the woman will love you forever for it.
How about chocolate-covered Oreos?
John.
Everybody's favorite double-stuffed cookie dipped in milk and or white chocolate, drizzled to perfection, rolled with various toppings, or chocolate-covered Rice Krispie treats. How about the dipped cheesecake on a stick, or my personal favorite, gooey butter bar. They also have different roads you can take, like flavored snow. That's a twist on Italian ice, and there's flavor in every bite, Jason.
They have got the perfect suite, for whatever your situation is. Maybe you got the barbecue, you've got a business meeting. You can have it over there at Quintessential Suites. They're at 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. My wife did it, as a matter of fact, and 13 ladies left all happy. That'll be the way it is. And you can check them out online at quintessentialsuites.com. They're only the sweetest place in Memphis, Quintessential Suites. They're at 2811 Bartlett Boulevard.
Ready for a change? Join the club. At LA Fitness, we believe showing up is all the initiation you need. Come in and try it out for 5 days on us. Find your nearest location and get a guest pass for you and a friend at LAFitnessMemphis.com.
Today, the demand for data analytics professionals is high. The computer and IT sector is projected to grow 12% through 2024. That's nearly 500,000 new jobs. If you are a degreed professional interested in advancing your career in technology, you should check out CBU's Data Analytics-focused Master of Science in Computer Information Systems or their Data Analytics Graduate Certificate. Learn more at the Graduate Info Session October 29th at Christian Brothers University in Midtown Memphis. Register at cbu.edu/graduate.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Experience exhilarating midway rides, fair food, and an awesome youth talent show with today's Perks Deal. Buy one ticket to the Mid-South Fair, get one free. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis Group, if that time has come and you're ready to sell your home, then you got to buy a new one. And you need to go with the Live Love Memphis Group because they are the best in Memphis. What makes them the best? They work magic, really. That's the best part about it. Ask Lewis. Lewis was on the fence about whether or not to sell his home. He didn't know if the market was right, if the timing was right. Could he make money on the house? He had all these questions. He got with the Live Love Memphis team. They answered every single one. And Lewis took that information and said, you know what, I'm listing my home. He listed his home on a Monday. It was under contract for list price the next day.
It is always the right time to give your house over to the folks at Live Love if you are really trying to be serious about selling it. I don't know why. Folks on my block, folks in my neighborhood still got homes listed with other groups. That's why the homes are still listed for sale. You know Lewis's story. You know my story. It only took Live Love 6 days to sell a home I thought I'd never be able to sell in my life. That's how good at what they do they are. John Martin knows it. I know it. You should know it, too. So happy for Lewis. He listened to us. He got his home sold. You can do the same thing. So give him a call. 685-6000. Again, 901-685-6000. Do something very simple. Ask for Jennifer Carstensen. And very soon, could be a matter of days, she's going to have that home sold for you. Stop listing your home with the wrong group. List it with the right group. It's the Live Love Memphis group. They're at livelovememphis.com.
Thanks to Brett McMurphy for joining us on the show today. Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
I'm going to be watching the only team that can give the Titans a run for the division in the AFC South. Now it is your Texans. The Houston Texans will be traveling to New Orleans, or they're already there. They'll be playing in enemy territory tonight down in New Orleans, the Texans and Saints. I'll be watching that one as the first of the doubleheader. I'm leaving the trash for John.
I would really love... I've never gotten a chance to do it. I've always talked about doing it, but I would really love to go to a Saints home game. Like, just go to a Saints.
You haven't done it yet? No. You haven't seen the Raiders down there?
No. They played. I thought about going, but I didn't. I did it.
My dad and I did it 1 year. It's a party.
That's what I.
They're drinking on the street corners and stuff. And you know, the former life, I really enjoyed it. But now I do wonder if I'd be a little uncomfortable. But is it? Dude, they party. It was their first. I want to say it was their first game at home, so it was already the season kind of opener too. Dude, it was an absolute party down there. But don't get a nosebleed in the Superdome. Like
Why?
A nosebleed
Too
seat.
Far?
Bro, it is so high.
Yeah.
And that thing is so steep. You get done going up all the ramps and stuff, like they got the Liberty Bowl against the top, and you get out, and you look up, and you still got more to go.
Yeah.
Dude, my hands started sweating.
Wow.
Because I don't do heights.
Yeah, I don't either.
I had to watch that thing. My hands were glued. Dad trying to tell me, loosen up.
Well, no, bro, you loosen up. Why would you want to sit that far away from the field anyway? You know?
What?
Why would you want to sit that far away from the field anyway?
People actually go to Saints games. It's not like the Titans where you can just go sit anywhere you want to.
Man.
Yeah.
Going in on the Titans.
Where you just take over their stadium.
Even Jason taking shots at the
Titans. No, I'm just saying. We all know that we, opponents take over their stadium.
It's true. It is true.
These are just statements. That's no shot.
These are big facts.
Anyway, I'm watching the good first game of the doubleheader tonight.
It's not Deacon friendly in New Orleans when you go to the football.
Not anymore, no. And I was not a Deacon when I did that earlier.
No, it can get a little rough down there. I'll be focused on the second game, and I don't want to get too far into it because John can give his color analysis. I know they are missing. What are we calling the guy now? You're calling him
Tuma. It's not a tumor.
Is it a tumor
or number 84?
It's not a tumor. We're gonna do that.
You can call either one of those. Either one of those are acceptable. We're not giving oxygen to his name. At least I'm not.
I'm surprised Broncos are only a 3-point favorite. I mean, the Raiders are going to still be a decent team. You've given up. You have given up all hope.
No, they will not be a decent team.
I bet they win that game tonight. I'll go that far.
How dare you?
I would love it if they won tonight.
3-point favorite? I mean, they can beat the Broncos. Why not beat the Broncos?
Well, I just think they're going to struggle offensively. I mean, to emerge.
Yeah, the Broncos, they have a defense.
To emerge from all of this crap. Right.
Right.
Now they've been preparing without Tumor.
Well, they should be used to that.
So it's not going to be like some shock to their system to not have him.
Right.
But it's just far fetched for me to believe that they're going to emerge from all this chaos and this circus victorious tonight. Like I just don't. It's too much to like the different Broncos have just been preparing and they've been practicing and going through game script and the Raiders are out here suspending Antonio Brown, getting called crackers, reinstating him. Then cutting, like, it's just been too much.
I have decided that I like the Raiders enough to pick them tonight in this game. And I think their defense is pretty solid. If they can just, they've got a lot of receivers. Now, granted, they're not great receivers, but they have a lot of them.
Well, don't get like this guy on NFL.
The number one
don't
receiver
get like
went
him
to
on
Western
hot
Oregon.
Takes like John.
Yeah, no, I'm not picking them tonight.
You are not picking them tonight.
No.
This is as good as it's going to get for you,
I don't think it's going to be a blowout because I don't think the Broncos offensively are.
Raiders win tonight.
Are very good, but I don't think it will be that competitive. That is my prediction. Sure. I think the Broncos probably win by 10 in Oakland.
I can't believe it.
Who is your number two receiver?
Hunter Renfrow. Boo.
Slot.
You like that?
I like Hunter Renfrow.
You like that?
Don't make fun of him.
White receiver. How does that make you feel?
He ain't on Edelman level, fool.
He ain't arrived yet.
Just because he got that done at Clemson don't mean he can get it done in the NFL. Tonight.
He's been doubted his whole life.
He ain't even Adam Humphries yet.
Get in the back of the line.
He ain't even an Amendola yet.
Get in the back of the line here.
He's going to tear
up.
Got
some work to do.
Going to tear Renfro. Him up tonight. Let's go, Renfrow.
Get your production up.
That's going to do it for us today. As always, the show is presented to you by The Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us on the show today, Barrett Jones, Jason Fitz, and Brad McMurphy. Carson Palmer, former Raider, going to join us tomorrow at the top of the show. We will talk to him about Week 1, Kyler Murray, and more. That's all happening tomorrow. Giannata and Jeffrey are up next. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a Radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Enter 92.9's ATC Fitness College Football Pickoff. Weekly winners get a 4-month free premium membership to ATC Fitness, and one grand prize winner gets a $500 gift card to Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool, $500 in gift cards to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, and a master-built digital smoker from 92.9ESPN.com.
When you compare the Humana Gold Plus HMO plan with other plans, there's no comparison. That's because it's Tennessee's only 5 out of 5-star CMS-rated Medicare Advantage HMO plan. The only one. No other Medicare Advantage HMO plan in Tennessee received excellent ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in all 5 categories, including managing chronic conditions, helping members stay healthy, and providing a great member experience. And there's no need to wait. You can switch out of your current plan and enroll in the Humana Gold Plus HMO H4661 anytime you want. Like right now, for instance. Find out why this Humana plan has no comparison. And make the switch by calling a licensed Humana sales agent at 1-800-526-5339 or visiting Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO organization with a Medicare contract. Every year, Medicare evaluates plans based on a 5-star rating system. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant.
When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Come for that special night or just a great evening out with friends. Featuring our signature shrimp and grits and other fresh seafood from the Gulf, we also offer sustainable beef, pork, and lamb entrees. Top off your evening with warm bread pudding and praline sauce. Make your reservations now at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Spencer here with ATC Fitness. We have exciting news. All premium members of ATC Fitness now have access to our newly added hydro massage lounges. That's right, for only $25 a month, you'll have access to 18 state-of-the-art facilities, access to tanning, and now access to the best massage unit on the market. Come in today and relax with a free demo. You deserve it. Don't forget, you can also sign up online, atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one engagement ring store. Why is that?
We know what needs to happen. Two things. Number one, she wants to show off the ring after she gets it to her family and friends, and she wants them to ooh and ah over it, and they will. The second thing that needs to happen is he needs to be able to get down on one knee confidently, pop open the box, and know she's going to say yes, and then she's going to be in love with the ring. And that happens also, so we've got you covered.
Makes sense, Howie.
Huge bridal sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Free financing, 4 locations. See us online at rijewelers.com.
Hi, my name is Jerry Sinclair of Sinclair Mechanical. I've been doing HVAC repair and installation in the Memphis area for over 20 years. I am a one-man show. I don't have a home office, and I don't have a website because I don't need one. Unlike my competition, I do not have a huge overhead. So not only are you getting quality HVAC.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.